Oh, hey, sweetie. I thought you might be in bed by now. Am I okay? Well, yeah, of course I'm okay. I guess I should have known better. I can't really hide anything from you, after all. Yeah, today wasn't a great day, and unfortunately, my blood supplier was out. Yeah, this is bad. I've really been craving some blood. Us vampires really rely on blood suppliers, and I guess the supply chain issues people have been talking about is hitting everyone. Especially if it's hitting the vampire community, too. Yeah, I guess I'll be going hungry tonight. Again. Wait, what? Are you serious? No, I'm not mad, it's just that I'm surprised. I mean, I've so much and respected your boundaries. I know how wary you are of blood, and I've always thought it was odd that you loved me since I literally live off of blood from being a vampire. I never really thought you would be willing to let me feed from you. You're amazing. I love you so very much. Well, why don't we get you prepared for this? I'm trying to think of the best place to do this. We don't want to get bloodstains all over the couch, I suppose. We can just do it standing up. Are you sure you're okay with this, sweetie? I'm perfectly happy to go hungry tonight if you're uncomfortable. You are so sweet and so brave. I really do appreciate this, sweetie. Now, follow me. Alright, now do me a favor and take some deep breaths. I'm sure you're nervous, sweetie. Breathe in. Breathe out. That's good. Now, remember to breathe normally. There you go. Now, it could hurt a little bit, or you might not feel much at all. I really hope it doesn't hurt too much. Are you ready? You're such a brave person. I'll make this as quick as possible. I'm about to do it, sweetie. 3, 2, 1. Don't worry, sweetie. I got you. Just lay back into me. I'll take you to the couch. Hey, sweetie, are you awake? Oh, wonderful. I was getting a bit worried for a bit there. No, you weren't out too long, only about 5 minutes. I'm sure you were nervous, so that probably influenced you. This is just a vasovagal response. It sometimes happens when people have blood drawn or when vampires bite you. No, no, you need to rest here on the couch with me. I'm going to give you tons of affection now as a thank you. No, no, I'm not spoiling you. You did such a wonderful job. I am so proud of you. I know this was extremely nerve-wracking for you. I'm impressed by your bravery, especially since you've always been a bit squeamish of blood. Yes, I am going to praise my amazing partner, who put aside their fear of blood to let me feed from them. Like I said earlier, I knew you were afraid, and I always thought it was odd that you wanted to date me, a vampire. But I really loved you, and I knew I was going to have to rely on a supplier. So, how did it feel being fed from for the first time? You actually thought it felt good before passing out. Now you are really being cute. Yes, I'm going to kiss you, sweetie. You really do deserve it after being such a brave partner for me. Oh, let me hold you, sweetie. I'm going to play with your hair now, okay? That's good. Does that feel nice? You have a question for me. I'll answer anything for you, so please, ask anything of me. Did your blood taste good? Well, it was actually super tasty. I might have a new favorite blood now. But if you don't want to do this again, I completely understand. You really want to try it again another time? You really are the bravest soul. I am so very proud of you. I'll make sure that whenever we do this, you feel safe and comfortable. Eventually, you may even get used to it. I'm so glad you want to try again. Oh no, I should be good for a while now. Besides, I can't have you lose too much blood. That would be too much for you. I could never lose you. And I know you don't really want to be turned into a vampire, so I could never do that. No, don't start talking like that. I will not listen to you saying such things. I do not resent you for not wanting to become a vampire. I know how you are with blood most of the time. I can understand why it may be a bit unappealing. I've been around it for quite some time now, being over 400 years old. While it is nice to stay eternally young, being around for so long can have its downsides too. For example, many of my human friends pass away when I'm just practically getting to know them. Though, I must say, I've had a couple partners in the past, but none of them have ever compared to you. Of course, I've fed from them too. There were various reasons it didn't work. One died, another cheated on me with another vampire, and I decided to stop looking for a partner for a while. That is, until I met you, sweetie. You are the love of my own life. I hope to stay with you for as long as possible. If you don't choose to become a vampire and you inevitably pass away, I won't look for a new partner. That's how much you mean to me. I love you so very much. I'm glad you're in agreement. Hey, sweetie? I just want to tell you again how proud I am of how brave you were tonight. That took a lot of courage, and I'm so very appreciative of it. I love you.